This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lin, Chuang and Xiao Ning. Now, we are running a poll this morning on the BFM Twitter. That's at BFM Radio. We're asking, how long should Tun Mahathir stay on as PM? Do tell us what you think. The options are until 2020, until the next general election, or perhaps sometime in between. And why we're asking this is because there's been, well, our very illustrious Prime Minister has been in the news this morning. And on Monday, he has again vowed to hand over a leadership to PKR President Anwar Ibrahim. So he says that he intends to keep his promise. After almost two decades of political enmity, the two have seemed to form a working relationship.
Yeah, and on the same day, the Minister for Economic Affairs, Dato' Sri Azmin Ali, has also voiced support for both UMNO and PASA's proposal for Tun Mahathir to serve his full term as Prime Minister. And of course, Azmin Ali happens also to be the PKR Deputy President.
Yeah, and our past Vice President, Muhammad Ammar Abdullah, says that he wants Dr. M to finish his term as Prime Minister because he believes that replacing Mahathir before his term ends could plunge the nation into instability.
Why so drama one?
I don't know. And the Islamic Party's support of Mahathir is grounded not just in politics, but also in the economy. Now, past President Abdul Hadi Awang says that as Mahathir is experienced and has been the longest serving PM, he should be given a chance to carry out his duties. And he said that before, PASC would work with UMNO to keep Mahathir as Prime Minister for the full term.
So is this a case of wanting Mahathir to stay on or wanting to prevent Anwar from becoming Prime Minister?
Oh, which good one question, is it, right? Chuang.
One never knows really with politics. Yeah. But PAS is not the only party in favour of Mahathir staying on for the full term. Bersatu's state assembly persons in Selangor also want Mahathir to remain as Prime Minister. They believe that Mahathir has put Malaysia back on the right path and restored the country's reputation internationally. So with Mahathir at the helm, they believe that confidence of investors and people have returned. And I think we have seen something of that as well in the business confidence, in the some of the business confidence surveys that have been done post GE14. But then a lot of those were also done on a yearly basis. So essentially measuring business confidence in the immediate aftermath of GE14, that was not so great. So it was a bit of a low base effect there.
Yeah, but I don't know from a business perspective. Would you rather know when the new PM will come into office? I would think you would want that, right? You would want that certainty, isn't it?
Because the thing
that markets hate the most is uncertainty, the unknown, right? Because if anything were to happen and there's that power vacuum, I can see markets actually really crashing in that one day.
Yeah, the issue with Tun Mahathir at his vintage now is equal parts certainty and equal parts uncertainty, right? Because Mahathir is a tried and tested formula. He's been around for so long, people know what you're going to get. The problem is because at 94 years old, is it 94 years old this
yes,
year?
Yes, 94.
Right? He's not going to be on forever, okay?
Yeah,
so the uncertainty of when he's going to go is the big issue here. And now you've got this Anwar Azmin thing going on. That is the uncertainty for the markets. And it's not as if the markets are doing really well. I mean, the share markets are down for the year, only one in the region. The currency is down on the year, so one of the few in the region to still be down. So it's not as if we're flush with confidence. We're not.
Yeah, and we discussed this a little bit as well in Pressing Matters recently with independent business analyst P. Gunasegaram. And we talked a little bit about the PKR infighting and how that's really not reflected very well on the party and not reflected very well on what we can expect for the future of the country. Because when you see this kind of infighting happening between the PM in waiting and between another PKR heavyweight, you have to wonder who's going to come out on top. And is that going to eventually affect the future plans of the country in terms of the prime ministership? So if you want to listen to that conversation, you can find it on the BFM app or as well on Spotify.
I just question why we cannot get a specific date. Why is it so difficult to pin down?
Because
Pakatan has been in power for 1 year, right? So in terms of a handover, it doesn't have to be tomorrow. It doesn't have to be next week. It just has to be sometime in the future. But everybody works towards that date.
Yeah, so that's a question with so many repercussions. But, you know, Malaysia has spoken because the Twitter poll on BFM's
totally reflective of the demographic
We've
of the entire
country. We've got 141 million votes already, okay? 40% think until the next GE, which is another, 3.5 years or so?
Something like that.
So 4 out of 10 Malaysians, Jay, as if 141 million votes. 141 votes, okay?
You don't even have 140 million citizens strong.
40% think Tun Mahathir should stay till the next elections, and 34% says until 2020, which is until next year. Okay, so that's quite telling, because Malaysia is quite divided.
Yep, it is. And so thank you very much for voting this thus far on the BFM Twitter account, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.